Well, it looks very, very cold and forbidding. With ice. Very cold. It's transparent in places. And quite thick in others.
How frozen and how faint I then became between the thick fell and the jagged ice. Thereupon I turned and saw before and underneath my feet a lake whose frozen surface like a seam to glass than water.
It's crept up round the sides, round the fluted sides, so if I could turn it out it would look quite pretty.
Not so thick a veil in winter ere hath Austrian Danube spread o'er his still course.
It's got a sort of feathery skim meniscus on the top layer of water or atmosphere. Shall I say that? I don't like ice. I don't like winter. I don't like being cold. Reminds me of cold winters when I was a child, when there was ice everywhere, including indoors.
And I trembling went through that eternal chillness.
You just get a little tube which is supposed to last. I don't know how long it's supposed to last. I can only make them last about a fortnight, little tubes. When I came through the menopause, I noticed that my eyes were becoming very painful at night. I went to the doctor.
As peeps the frog croaking above the wave.
I think I'll have to write it down. He said, no, you haven't got lupus, and he prescribed some eye drops and some gel, which worked for a while. I inserted the gel before I went to bed and took the drops in the morning.
Their eyes expressed the dolor of their heart.
The gel didn't seem to be working very well, so I went back to the doctor and he prescribed some ointment, which was very good. And then the pharmacist phoned and said that it was very expensive, would I mind changing to a different one? And only make them last about a fortnight, little tubes.
Onward we passed where others scarfed in rugged folds of ice, not on their feet were turned, but each reversed.
So it's more difficult to get it into your eye.
There very weeping suffers not to weep, for at their eyes grief seeking passage finds impediment, and rolling inward turns, for increase of sharp anguish.
Because this other stuff, it's runnier, so that means it's more difficult to stick in, you know, inside your eye, it runs. So it's more difficult to get it into your eye.
Enshrined in ice, the spirits stood, moving their teeth in shrill note like the stork. At that sound their necks they bent, and when their looks were lifted up to me, straightway their eyes before all moist within, distilled upon their lips, and the frost bound the tears betwixt those orbs and held them there.
It started, it must be 10 years ago.
The first tears hang clustered, and like crystal visors show, under the socket brimming all the cup.
Splinters of glass being inserted into my eyes on waking up in the morning.
From this face remove the hardened veil, that I may vent some grief.